You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Seems as though in the last 24 hours, a little bit of rain moisture has been taken out of the forecast.
Well, maybe a little bit, but I don't know that I would worry tremendously about that. The bottom line is we still get rain in most of the Midwest over these next 2 weeks. And most importantly, first, is the significant rain that will fall in the western Corn Belt and all of the areas that have been drier biased in the past few weeks, which would include the region from Nebraska and parts of Iowa into Kansas, Missouri, western and southern Illinois, and western Kentucky. And all of these areas should get easily 1 or 2 inches of rain, and probably 1 to 3 is more likely. The eastern Midwest at the same time will probably not see nearly as much rain. Indiana, Ohio, and portions of Michigan probably will just see some light amounts. And net drying may occur, but those areas have better subsoil moisture than the areas that are in the western Corn Belt. And so crop development will continue to move along at a swift pace, even without the rain. Now, we do expect some colder air to come into the eastern Midwest as we get to the second half of next week into the following weekend, and there should be a really good chance for some more rain to fall as the colder air comes into the region. So if I'm correct on all this, I think over the two-week period we will get rain everywhere, and the crop conditions will stay ideal.
One state you didn't mention was Minnesota.
Minnesota will not be involved with the heavier rains. They will see some lighter showers and thunderstorms periodically over the 2 weeks, but they will not have a problem with moisture shortages like these other areas in the west, central, and southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. They're doing all right, and they're going to get enough precipitation to hang in there as well.
And then does the bias turn to warmer temperatures?
When we get to the latter part of August, I think we will see somewhat a return to more seasonable and possibly some warmer temperatures relative to normal. And as we start to warm back up, of course, we'll increase the evaporation rates, and so we'll start working down the moisture in the soil again. But by that point in time, a lot of these crops will have really moved along very well in their development. And all we'll need is some timely scattered showers of light intensity in order to sustain the good crop conditions that will have been prevailing up to that point. And I think we will get it. I don't see anything coming along that's just going to stop the rain and crank our temperatures so high that the crops can't stay caught up. So I think it's going to be a good finish. The big question is frost and freeze potentials, and that's something we'll debate for a while.
Where are we on growing degree days?
Well, it looks like the majority of the Midwest is still running a little short on those, especially the northern parts of the region, and that's where we need to see the heat units most significantly. I think the lower parts of the Midwest and certainly the southwest part of the Corn Belt are in fine shape. There's been plenty of degree day accumulations across those areas, but some of the upper Midwest from the Dakotas into parts of Wisconsin do still need to see some significant heat in order to accelerate this crop along to avoid those potentially damaging frost freezes that may come in September.
Thank you much.
Have a good day.
Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.